תורה למזיין, פרק וב. We learned on the Shefa, the bounty, מכונה בשם עומר, כי מתחילה היא אור, because in the beginning, עומר means to say, to teach, and a person is, he's got Shefa, he's got bounty, like we explained, if you remember, before we crossed Yam Suf, so we were talking. It's written, Zatorah Adam. In every moment, a person can see all of the Torah inside of himself. Every moment you have the exile in Egypt, every moment you have all of the creation, every moment you have tearing Yam Suf and crossing the sea. And in every situation, you need to attach yourself to the side of Am Yisrael, to the side of the Kedusha, to the side of the Tzadikim. Not to become to be Paro in that situation, not to be Bil'am in that situation. You need to become to be Am Yisrael, to be Moshe Rabbeinu, to, all of the time to attach yourself to the will of Hashem. So when a person got bounty, like we said, so bounty doesn't mean that you have a lot for yourself. Bounty, it means that you have to influence on others. Shefa milshon lashpia, to give to others. This is real shefa. Shefa, it's not that you're rich. You can be rich and still to be very poor. If you don't reveal your wealth, your ashirut, by giving, by making other people rich with you, so it's like you don't have nothing. You have $1 million in your bank account and you don't use it, so you're poor, like a person that doesn't have that $1 million in his bank. Adrabah, you're afraid all day long, what's going to be with that million, who can touch it, the bank, maybe something going to happen, and you don't know, and you suffer all day long because you have money. So it's not wealth, it's poverty, you suffer. So Rabbeinu is saying, explains the word shefa, bounty, that means omer, to tell. The real shefa is that you go and tell, that you go and speak, that you go and teach. And it's written in Sefer Amidot, it's been learned from the Gemara Kedusha, Adam shema'otav mitzumtzamin, a person that got small amounts of money, coins, יחלקם לצדקה, then give them to charity. I have only 10 shekels, it's my meal, I can buy minimum pita with falafel and not enough for drink. What I'm gonna do? Give it to charity, give it to tzedakah. Why? Because by that you're going to show to Hashem Yitbarach, Hashem, I'm counting on you. And I know someone, a good friend, came to me yesterday and he told me, Rav, you put a very, very high, how do you say, rough level, that you demand from your students very high things. Mm-hmm. What? They're not able to. So I told him, if a person, Rabbeinu is saying it, if a person aware to his sickness, to how sick he is, to how meshuga he is, how mamash screwed up he is, so we're not gonna go to Kupat Cholim. How do you say Kupat Cholim?
Care center,
medical care center. You will not. He's gonna look for a big doctor, for a giant professor, someone that is. If you know you have a huge problem, you are not gonna go to someone that works for 4,000 shekels a month, $2,000 a month, doctor that no one really knows what he knows. That he's reading all of his information in the internet, and from that he learned to be a doctor. You're going to look for someone that he's the biggest specialist in the world. So spiritually, Rabbeinu is saying, you will not going to try to attach yourself to just a regular kosher person and going to say, I wish to be like him. If you know that you have a lot of defects, you have problems in your mind, you're not happy, you're in depressed, you have issues, you have problems, you need to attach yourself to the biggest tzaddik, the biggest righteous man of them all. So I told him, so now I'm asking you, my good friend, if you have someone better than me, go and learn from him. Because I love you, but you need it. We all need it. We're sick. We have mental problems. And what's the mental problems that we have? Is that we don't have faith at all. And we can talk on faith, we can talk and give wonderful, amazing lectures on confidence, on faith, on to count on Hashem, on to be sure and to pray. Every small test is shaking the boat and we're almost drowning and we don't know what. Every, the smallest thing of them all. You see that you're so far from confidence, you're so far from faith. You, where is Hashem? You don't know. Nothing. He disappeared. Suddenly. You had him. You were sure that this... And suddenly... You don't, no... No... How is it? Zecher. No
trace.
No trace. I'll use that. It's easier for me. Where is he? Where is Hashem? I don't know. I'm so afraid. I don't know what's going to happen to me. What they're going to do. What's going to happen. So... It means that we need to put all of our powers on that. Like a person that mamash has got a very, very hard verdict and judgment on his head. You need to feel the danger. The numeral value of Moshe, it's 345. And the numeral value of one lower than him, it's the word shmad. I say shmad.
Destruction.
And the new, this is 344, and the one above, it's Ratzon, it's will, 346. So Moshe is standing between destruction to the will. This is Moshe. When you getting into that point of Moshe that's in your heart, you feel that every moment you're about to lose everything. Every moment you can lose your Judaism, you can lose Hashem, every moment. So from that you become to be Moshe. To do what? To want Hashem. To want. Success, you don't, it's not in your hand. Success is not in your hand. The success is not in your hand. Only the will is in your hand. Only the will is a free thing. Free will. You have a free will to want to get closer to Hashem. And Kirvat Elokim Litov. And that's the only thing that can save you. Only thing that can save you. And if us, like that tale that Rabbi Akiva told, if us, in the place that we live, that we learn Torah every day, and we're doing it bodedut, like fish in the lake, we're in our house, we're home, we're learning Torah, and we're so afraid from the fishermen, from the hunters, from all of the animals, predators, we're so afraid. So what are the people that's outside going to say? If you're going to take us out from the water, what then we going to say? What can we say? What then we going to say? So we have to go deeper into the water and to find cracks and to hide inside that lake and to go to the deepest places of them all and always to look for more solutions and for more plans how to escape and to join a strong group and to hold yourself together and always to find ways how to protect yourself. This is the only solution. Only solution. Because the war is huge. The war is huge. And the war is huge in the aspect of Yetzer Hara, that Rabbeinu replaced his name. And he called him Koach HaMedame, the power of imagination. The war is only in your head. There is no real war. Nothing. Because in heaven, even Asara Ruge Malchut, people that died because of their Judaism, been murdered because of their Judaism, they're rising to a place like that, that the eye cannot see them in the world to come from all of the light, all of the beauty that they have. So even if the worst can happen to you, Chas Shalom, it's the best. If really you look at it in a pure eye, it's the best that can happen to a person. To die on his Judaism and to die on Kiddush Hashem, it can be better than that. To the soul, to the neshama. He died because he was serving Hashem, because he was the messenger of Hashem, and they killed him by that, because of that. Okay. No one can wish for his soul something better than that. Even though that no one needs to ask for it at all. But the fact that when you open your pure eyes and look at reality in the world, so everything is good. Because even the worst is the best. Because it's Hashem's world, and Hashem decides everything, and Hashem is doing everything for the best. The only problem that we have is lack of faith. lack of faith, we are not counting on Hashem Itbarach, and it's Hashem that is testing us all of the time. So it's a machine that works to purify you all of the time, and he brings you deeper, and you need to count on him again, and then he brings you even deeper, and then you say, what am I doing here? And then if you choose Hashem, you will not going to stop, never. And you will be able to enter into the fire and to go out safe, like the seed of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. No problems if you're with Hashem. I know that it sounds crazy, but you can see it in your life. Everyone can see that the stress and the crazy situations that everyone have, and the crazy imaginations that are washing our heads and our hearts all of the time. Fears and anxieties and stress and all of the time you have to come to decisions and really there is no stress in the world at all. Belachat soyev. The stress is your worst enemy. Just wait. Take a few steps back. Relax. Go do long it but do it on it. Go talk to Hashem on it. Don't take no decision at all. No decision. No, today. You have to decide. You're going to go, continue to come to the Kollel, not to come to the Kollel. You're going to keep on working here. You're going to keep on living here. Where are you going to live? What are you going to do? What's going to be in 3 years? I have 3 years to think. So I have 3 years to think. No, you have to decide. In 3 years, it's going to be too late. What are you going to do? Everything that I have now is because that I planned it so well. Is because that I was building myself so well that I achieved what that I have now, or that it was all 100% private supervision of Hashem Yitbarach that brought me to the place that I am at now, with no connection to my thoughts and my logic and my desires, nothing at all, just only Hashem took me and brought me here to today. So if so also in 3 years I'm going to be in the place that Hashem will want me to be. So I cannot change it, even if I want. When the brother decided to take Yosef into the pit, and they, like we explained yesterday, so the voice of the Shekhinah said, now we're going to see what's going to happen with his dreams. Means that you cannot change the future. You have a path, you have a way, and you have to go through that path. You have to reach your goal, your purpose in life, and you're going to get it. And you're going to come to that place, no matter what. No matter how much you're going to try to avoid it, and to be scared from it, and to... You need to have courage. You need to be strong. And the only way to strengthen yourself is only by prayers and asking from Hashem Yitbarach to give you powers. Because alone, no one can hold on. No one. No one. Rabbeinu said, you cannot fix even one sin. Just I'm doing tshuva for you. You need to attach yourself to strong, righteous people. And when Yetzer Hara is hitting you and fighting with you, you have to take your head down like Rabbi Akiva. That he was surrendering himself, conquered himself under the surrendering to the hero, to the judgments. Hashem, you want it to be like that? I accept it. Whatever you want, Hashem. Because if you're arguing, you mitnaged to Hashem Yitbarach, you resist the power of Hashem Yitbarach, Hashem is going to break you in the end, that you're going to surrender to Him. And it's not because Hashem wants you to break you, just because Hashem wants you to be with Him. And to be with Him, it means that you know that Hashem is the only reality that there is. And nothing except of Him. No one can touch you. No one in the world can touch you. No one can hurt you. And if someone hurt you, it was Hashem that hurts you. No one can touch what that belongs to you. And if someone touched it, it's Hashem Yitbarach himself. It's Hashem Yitbarach himself and no one else. No one in the world can control something that belongs to you. Not on your wisdom, not on your future wife, not on your children, not on your house, not on your salary, not on your parnasah, not on nothing, not on your on your spiritual achievements, Avodat Hashem, Asagot, Divine Spirit, whatever, prophecy. If it's in your future, it's gonna chase after you. It's gonna find you. You don't need to chase after those things. You just need to ask Hashem, what can I do for you today? What do you want me to do today? And when you realize that, like I told you, a good soldier, if his commander tells him, go clean the toilet, he runs to clean the toilet. He doesn't think twice. No, but I was supposed to be in charge on this and on that, but you told me yet. No. The commander told me to go, I'm going. No questions. Today you need to clean toilet. Alright, going, cleaning toilet. Yoshua bin Nun, Nar lo yamish min ha'ohel. He was fixing the standards, he was cleaning the floor. Rav Shalom said that a person knocked on the yeshiva door at night and he asked, where is the chief rabbi? He told him, what do you need? So he told him, I'm asking, where's the chief rabbi? So he told him, so what do you need? So he told him, you don't understand. I ask you, where is Rosh Yeshiva? He told him, I'm Rosh Yeshiva. He told him, I never saw a Rosh Yeshiva that cleans the floor. Rosh Yeshiva cleans the floor. The father of Holy Rashi, Rashi HaKadosh, was cleaning the Aron HaKodesh with his beard. With his beard, he was so poor, he didn't have even money to buy smartut, a rag, to clean. He was cleaning it with his beard just like that. This is the moment that he received Rashi HaKadosh to be his child. In that moment that you throw yourself on Hashem, and you don't care, not from your beard, and not from your peot, and not from your job, and not on your maskoret, and not on nothing, and on... Trust me, I'm not talking on my maskoret, and that I forgot long time ago. Not Baruch Hashem. We all live in such mesirut nefesh every day to hold our simcha and to hold our faith and to count on Hashem. And what can you do that Baruch Hashem sends you to become to be Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu was fighting and arguing with Hashem Yitzhak for a week. I don't want to be Moshe Rabbeinu. I want to be Moshe. I want to keep on praying. I just want to do my longing for the Ziyarat. Hashem Olam is sending him, tell him, go. You need to go. You need to be the messenger. You're the man. Moshe Rabbeinu is crying to him. I don't want it. I don't want. It's written, "Rachmanim chayem enam chayem." A person that is merciful, his life you cannot call it life. He's suffering so much from every situation that he sees. He sees a kitten that doesn't have a house in the rain. This is it. You killed his day. He doesn't have what to do anymore in the world. He cannot continue because he saw a little kitten that soaked, wet, and this is it. So it means that, like we said, kol hagadol mechaveroi yitzro gadol mimeno. When you grow in avodat Hashem, your yetzara becomes to be larger. It's growing with you, so it becomes to be harder and harder for you when you're climbing. And what you can do when Hashem wants you to climb even more? And each and every one of us is suffering the most, and is achieving the most. And you cannot compare between two people. It's not that I'm suffering more than you, and that you're suffering more than him, and he's suffering more than him. Not at all. Just Hashem Yitzhak is taking each and every one of us all of the time to the next stage, to the next level, and we're all developing, and we're all growing all of the time, and we all have to get rid of our bad habits, and our fears, and our anxieties, and things that were protecting us before. You felt so comfortable and you felt so good with yourself. Why? Because you could hide. Because no one knew you. Because you were not talking to women. You were not talking to people. You were telling jokes all of the time. And you were avoiding who that you were. You were avoiding from the truth of who that you are and what Hashem wants from you. So you felt comfortable. You were hiding behind those jeans, behind those jackets, without those haircuts, behind alcohol, drugs, cigarettes, whatever. I remember myself when I quit smoking, the most hardest thing of them all for me to quit smoke, Baruch Hashem, it was long, long time ago, 20 years ago already, but less, a little bit less, 18 years ago. But when I quit smoking, the hardest thing of them all for me was what I'm going to do with my hands. And then I realized that every time that I felt embarrassed, I would take a cigarette. Every time that I would feel not comfortable, not sure, I would play with my Zippo lighter. And I was doing this and that. And all of the time occupied, distracted. All of the time distracted. You can see people with their iPhones. All of the time he's hiding inside his iPhone. And this is it. Like a turtle in his shiryon, shell. Hiding, he's not there. No, he's just checking his mails, and then he finished checking his mails. He's watching, checking all of his WhatsApp, and then he's looking on old SMS, and then he's checking the gallery on all of the pictures. There is stuff that you have to erase now, and you have to do it. You're running away. You're hiding from yourself. Just leave it aside a moment. It's frightening. You're afraid. Why? With what? From what you're afraid? From who that you are. But in the moment that you're going to break that fence, that, I said, machsom.
Barrier.
In that moment, you're going to find yourself. You're going to have something so precious that you're going to find it, that you're going to be so happy. You're gonna find yourself. You're gonna find your connection to Hashem. And it is frightening. How it's frightening? Like Moshe Rabbeinu, all of Am Israel, they see clouds and thunders and lightnings and rain and huge voice on Mount Sinai. And the people are walking back, afraid. But Moshe nichnas el arafel. He's entering into the fog, into the clouds. Kishama Elokim, because God is there. Moshe got the power to do it. The people, they don't have. They're afraid. They see judgments. They see dinim. They're walking back. But God is over there. But Elokim is over there. Moshe doesn't care. He's not afraid from judgments. He doesn't afraid from thunders, from noise, from fog, from clouds, from darkness. Why? Because he knows that Hashem is there. He knows that Elohim is over there. And he wants Elohim. So he says, whatever you need to go through. If in the end Elohim is there, I want Elohim. So he's not afraid to go into the darkness. He's not afraid to go into the storm, into the lightning storms, into the woods at night, into yourself. Into yourself. To admit, to do tshuva, to cry to Hashem all night, to pray. To say to Hashem, Itbarach, but Hashem, I love you. Hashem, I want you. Hashem, I need you. There are people that cannot tell their wives, I love you. She can beg for years, tell me you love me. He cannot say that. Why you cannot say? What's your problem? What's the problem? You cannot say I love you. What's the problem? To say to Hashem, Baruch Hashem, I love you. Hashem, I want to serve you. Even to say to Hashem, Baruch Hashem, I'm angry at you. You know what, Hashem? I'm angry. I'm so frustrated. You're not listening to me. I'm praying and praying. You need to say it. All of the time you feel and you feel and you feel and you don't deal. You're not dealing with who that you are. You're not confronting yourself. You're not taking that process seriously enough to say, whatever I'm going to go through, I don't care. I don't care. I want to be close to you, Hashem, no matter what. It's a decision that everyone should take on himself, to himself. No one can force you to do that. No one can teach you even how to do that. With all of our classes here, it's all introductions. It's all to give you the will to go and to find your own path. Like in the end of that Sifur Masiyot that Rabbeinu told us on the Lost Princess, Rabbeinu is saying in the end, Ve'ech shotzi'ah lo siper. The way that he saved the princess, the viceroy saved the princess, Rabbeinu didn't tell how he saved her. But in the end he saved her. Why Rabbeinu is not telling us how? Because it's not important how that viceroy saved his princess. You need to save yours. And you cannot write it. Because it's the numbers of the people, you have the numbers of the stories. Everyone got his own story of how you're going to save your lost soul that you lost. And you need to find your soul. And your soul, it's your wife, and your soul, it's the Shechina HaKadosha, and the soul is the Torah, and the soul is the Tefillah. The soul, it's all of the spiritual Shefa that you had, that belongs to you, that where is it? To come to that place that you and Hashem Yitbarach are one. This is your princess. Princess is Am Yisrael. Everyone in that situation got that princess. The princess, the main princess, it's your soul, it's your neshama, that you need to redeem it from the husks, from the klipot, from the desires and from the lusts and from the fears of the body, that's afraid from threats, from situations, from physical situations that cannot touch you. Because who that you are is not a physical being at all. Who that you are, it's the soul, and no one can touch your soul, like that no one can touch your will. They can force you not to put tefillin, but no one can force you not to want to put tefillin. To want to put tefillin, no one can tell you not to want. You can say, I don't want, and to want it inside. They can force you to say, I don't want. But in your heart, you want only that. No one can take your will. Your will is free. Free. Free to grow. Free to develop. But have to come to decisions. Have to come to decisions all of the time, to go down to conclusions, to come down to accept things on yourself, to say, I'm going to do it what I do today. Today I'm going to go to the field. A friend of us, Simcha, that was learning with us for a few years, and he went to live in the Golan, he told me that for a few months he fell from the Itbodedut. And he kept on listening to the class, to our classes. And then he was sitting one night and he said to himself, that guy will never going to leave me alone with that Itbodedut. he will not going to let me. And he said, alright, so tonight I'm going to do Itbodedut. And he went and he made 1 hour Itbodedut. And then he came back. And in the next day, he said to himself, I'm able to do Itbodedut again. And he went and he done another Itbodedut. And in the third day he said, why not to do also today? And for Baruch Hashem, few months that he came back to do Itbodedut. And this is the power. This is the power. When you connect yourself to Hashem Yitbarach, so then you're safe. But when you're divided from Hashem Yitbarach, and there are a lot of things over there that also divided from Hashem Yitbarach, Hashem Yitbarach is one. So when you're with the one, so there is only Him, so no one can touch you. But when you're divided, and you go down to this world with all of the details, and all of the things, and all of the dividings, and all of the sections, and all of the parts, so like that there exists, you exist, and you exist, and there exists, and they can touch you, and they can take, and you should be afraid, and you should watch your back, and you need to do a lot of ishtadluyot, and you need to do this and that, and you have to hide, and you have to lie, and you have to talk lashon hara, and you have to everything, because you need to watch over yourself. Only in that place that you upgrade yourself, that you lift yourself to the place of faith, only in that place no one can harm you, no one can touch you. You're under the wings of Hashem Yitbarach. Hashem is hovering above you. Hashem protects you. Hashem shomrecha. Hashem tzilcha. Al yad yeminecha. Yomam Hashem ish lo yakeka. V'yarech balayla. Hashem ishmor tzedcha uvoecha ma'ata v'ad olam. Gam kelech begei tzalmavet lo irara ki ata imadi. In every situation, you're not afraid. You're not afraid because Hashem is with you. Lo taguru mipnei ish. You're not allowed to be afraid of no one. Why? Because there is no one. Because it's a lie. Rabbi Akiva is saying to his friends, Al tomru mai maim, don't say a lie even accidentally, even in a mistake. If you think that there is a person, and you talk on him, you live in a lie. You live in a lie. You're lying. You're lying to yourself. You're not bringing it back to Hashem Yitbarach. So now, you say, but if I'm going to bring it back to Hashem Yitbarach, I'm going to be angry at Hashem. This is what's going to happen. If it's not my wife that makes me angry, so it's Hashem that makes me angry. If it's not the bank that tell you that robs my money, so someone else, it's Hashem. So you have complaints now, you have arguments now with Hashem. But this is the reality. The truth is that all of your problems that you have are from Hashem. Now you have a problem with Him? Go talk to Him. When you're going to go and talk to Him, you're going to solve your issues. But if you're not going to talk to Him, you will never going to solve your issues. Like with your wife, like with your friends, like with your parents. You cannot solve the problems if you're not going to go and talk. If you're not going to open things and going to tell them, look, it's bothering me, it's not right. I have my issues, I have my problems, look, listen. If you're not going to talk, it will never going to work. When you want to get close to Hashem, you have to talk on everything. To bring it all back to Hashem. And that, a person that don't have it but the dude cannot have. Only a person that is judging himself and looking and observing on every moment from yesterday's Hidbodedut until now. Only he can lift all of his reality back to Hashem. To say, Hashem, even look, Eliyahu HaNavi is saying to Hashem Yitzbarach, Ata asibot haliba machoranit. You turned their heart back from believing you. Moshe Rabbeinu is asking Hashem Yitzbarach, Lama reot al ha'am hazeh? Why are you doing bad things to this nation? Why? You can say to Hashem, it is prayer in the aspect of judgment. It is something that you need to have courage to do. You need to come with arguments to do that thing. But if this is your heart, and this is your place that you want to open, this is your prayer for today. One of the friends from this class asked Harav Shalom for a few months ago, he told him, Harav, I feel that I'm angry on Hashem, and I'm telling it to Hashem. Harav Shalom told him, this is the right Hidbodedut for you for now. This is the right Hidbodedut. If you feel anger now on Hashem Yitbarach, and you're not telling, so you're hiding from Hashem Yitbarach. So you're not a good friend. A good friend is a person that can say to his friend, look, you hurt me. I don't know what to say. If you have explanation, so please do. I want to hear. I asked you to pick me up and you didn't show up. You told me, no, I'm sorry, I'm busy, and you hang the phone. Why? Are we friends or not? Tell me. Hashem, I was counting you. I was praying. I thought that's going to be my wife. I was praying on her that she's going to be my shidduch. And then the Shadchan said that she doesn't want to meet me anymore. Hashem, why are you playing with me like that? What are you doing? Can you tell me? Please tell me. I will not going to go out from the forest until you're going to tell me. Tell me. Be brave. I told you that once, long time ago, a friend of mine, I went once to the food, to the woods over there in Sanhedria. I met a person over there in Sanhedria. We said hello. He was doing in his Hidbodedut. I was in Hidbodedut, Baruch Hashem. Day later, I came back. I see him over there, told him Shalom Aleichem. I went out from the field. Third day, I see him again. I said, nice, well, yeah, same hours. After a few days, I met him. He told me, you know, you remember you saw me in Yar Sanhedrin? I told him, yes. He said, for 3 days I was there. For 3 days. He had domestic Shalom Bayit problems, critical problems, horrible problems, something horrible. He went to the field, he said to Hashem Yitbarach, until you're going to explain to me exactly what you want from me, I'm not going out from the forest. This is what he done. 3 days and nights he was there in the forest. He didn't drink, he didn't eat, he didn't care. He didn't pray, he didn't do nothing. He was waiting that Hashem Yitbarach going to answer to him. He told me, in the third day I had such an illumination that I saw everything. He said, everything, but everything, everything, everything. And that person now got amazing Shalom Bayit and is functioning well in his house with his children and everything is wonderful. And the salvation is coming out of a decision. Hashem wants you to choose, and you always need to choose Hashem. Kirvat Elokim Litov. And if He pushes you to the field, you need to go to the field. And if He push you to surrender, you need to surrender. You need to want to serve Hashem Yitbarach, not to serve yourself. Not to worship idols. not to bow to yourself, not to think that you are important. Hashem, what do you want? This is how Rav Shalom explained to me what that Moshe is saying, Moshe ve'Aaron are saying. V'anachnu ma? Us, we're what? What it means, we're what? What are we? It means we're asking Hashem, what? What do you want from us? What do you want from us? And lama yomru bagoyim? And why? That's a question of the nations. They're asking why? Why has it happened to me? Why Hashem is doing it? Complaining and whining all of the time. But ma? What? Hashem, I want to fix myself. Someone told me, if a person works in a garage and a person brings his car to fix his car and he opens the engine and he sees
transmission
is broken, you're going to see that person say, oh no, the transmission is broken, what I'm going to do now? Oh, I cannot. He's there to work. He's going to call the owner of the car, going to tell him, listen, it's going to cost this and that, and he starts working. If you came to fix yourself, you're not going to be scared from the problems. But if you want to sit quietly, and don't rock my boat, don't shake me, don't move me, let me just rest in peace. This is what you want, to rest in peace? No problem. It's not hard. If you're here to serve Hashem Yitbarach, so you love the rebuke, Ehov et HaTochecha, you accept everything that Hashem is doing with you as a lesson, and you jump on it as an opportunity to fix myself, to get closer to Hashem Yitbarach, to reveal the mercy of Hashem, to understand another hint, another wisdom, another way to find Hashem in my life. It's an amazing opportunity. It's amazing options that I have. Another option and another half option. And if you see a lot of them, so it means that Hashem loves you the most. The Gemara is saying, if a person doesn't have suffering, he's not one of them. He's not one of Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael, they're all going through exile. If you're not in the exile, you're not part of us. You're not part of them. And if you do, you should be happy. At least I'm inside. Baruch Hashem, I'm inside. I'm going through. B'toch ami anochi yoshevet. I'm inside. I'm with them. I also want to get close to Hashem, and it's not going on well for me. And I also want, and Hashem is hiding His face for me. Oh, Hashem is hiding His face for me. If you can cry on the exile, on the destruction of Beis HaMikdash, in the end you're going to be happy in the redemption, rebuilding of Beis HaMikdash. So if now you cry on your distance from Hashem Yitbarach, it means wonderful. Rabbi Akiva was happy when Beis HaMikdash been destroyed. Why are you laughing, Rabbi Akiva? They asked him. He said, because if I can see the destruction, I know that also the prophets that are talking on the rebuilding of Beit HaMikdash, they're also going to happen. When you go through your difficulties in life, you should know, if my difficulties are attached to Hashem, means that my salvation also going to be attached to Hashem. Again, in conclusion, only Itbodedut can save our life. Our life. 1 hour. Have to be 1 hour. Like Rabbeinu said, minimum 1 hour. Lechol hapachot. The minimum is 1 hour. In 1 hour, you can watch over your sanity, not to get crazy. Without it, you're a madman, you're crazy, a mishuga, total mishuga. If you don't have that minimum 1 hour in Bodedut a day, you're crazy, you're lost. You're lost in the exile, in the hell of life. But if you talk to Hashem Yitbarach minimum 1 hour a day, okay, you're going somewhere with that. If you have 2 hours, 3 hours conversation, not drilling to Hashem, not prayers on prayers, Hashem give me this, give me this, give me this, give me this. The Zohar Kadosh is saying that person is like a dog that barks. Tenli, give me, have, give, have, barks. Don't bark on Hashem. Ask for Hashem, talk to Hashem like you talk to your best friend. By that you're going to clean your soul, you're going to clean your nefesh. You're going to go back to faith, back to confidence, back to Hashem, to a relaxed place, to a calm place, place of logic, place of happiness, of understanding, Yeshuva Dat. Chazakim to you. Be strong. Thank you very much.